Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Folks, Vice Chair of the recall effort of Mayor LaToya Cantrell, Eileen Carter, joins us. We're trying to get in touch with Belden Baptiste. Oh, we have Belden as well, the chair of that organizing committee as well. Folks, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Guys, I understand that many folks are saying that Mayor LaToya Cantrell's administration not really worried about what you guys are doing, but there's a lot of issues that keep cropping up. It looks as though the Warren-Riley agreement is now headed back to court again, reneging on their promise to pay that judgment. The Forward Together New Orleans 501c3 under attack, the mayor refusing to pay back the money for transportation. The council's considering basically garnishing her wages, for lack of a better term. It seems to be the gift that keeps on giving. Your thoughts?
That was literally the words that were about to come out of my mouth. It is. It's the situation where it's the gift that keeps on giving. You know, we don't even need to state all our issues, but if you'd like to go on nolatoya.org, we listed the mayor, and of course it's an incomplete list because they keep coming every single day.
Yep. Belden, I know that you were very upset at the onset of this, saying that there were folks that were sending kind of covert messages to you about why are you doing this and the like. Has there been any more of this intimidation game that's been played?
Yes. Yes, there's intimidation by Ms. Angela Young, who works for the mayor, and Ms. Christine Brightup. And they're trying to intimidate and bully me. And then they're even talking about having some judges or some candidates that they work for to put a dirty charge on me. And at the end of the day, I'm not worried. I'm not scared. I'm going to keep fighting. But it's just accusations that they're trying to make. When you're talking about taking a man's freedom and talking about you're going to put a rape charge on him, I don't even know these two women, but they work for the mayor. And it worked for a lot of politicians. And so now the politicians and the judges are getting involved, and they are trying to threaten because Cantrell has backed a lot of these people. And so at the end of the day, I guess they think they're going to scare me or rattle me. And I think they even attack Aline's dead father, who was a great man in the city. And I think they think they're going to scare us. And what they're doing, you got a black woman by the name of Angela Young. You got a white woman by the name of Christine Brightup. There are the two that's starting the race wars in the community because they're playing around with pulses. You know, they're going on Facebook and they're doing this white and black girl thing. And they're making a lot of violence continue in the community. But to say you're going to frame me for some kind of rape, that's all my livelihood. I am a single father.
Belden,
I work with a lot of kids.
Let me ask you this. My sense is that people are not even listening to what the mayor has to say. My sense is that people are getting angrier and angrier by the day as these issues continue to reveal themselves. And I meant it with all seriousness. I mean, in many respects, she's the gift that keeps on giving. And the more she talks, the more she talks herself into a corner. And people are really, they're very closely paying attention as a result of y'all's efforts, in my humble opinion.
Yes, yes, and that's what me and Eileen is saying, laser focus on this recall, and and we are staying laser focused. And what we are telling people is, if you're satisfied with the way your city going, don't sign a recall. But if you're not satisfied, sign a recall. And everybody can agree and disagree, but it should don't be all this race war they're trying to start or whatever they're trying to start.
Eileen, your thoughts about what I just had to say.
I mean, I agree 100%. You know, we did this because we knew we couldn't take another 3 years of this administration, and they keep showing us why we can't take another 3 years of this administration. So we have so many things lined up, so many events. We have two events today, two events tomorrow. We have five events on Saturday, and I'm really excited to announce that we had listeners who had been asking for, you know, something, an event where someone had any mobility issues. We have one on Saturday. It is a drive-thru at 725 Magazine. You can find all of this information at novatoya.org. So if you have any mobility issues, come see us Saturday.
How would you characterize momentum?
Momentum? Oh, my goodness. I'm just so excited because, well, you can see it as our events grow. We have five events on Saturday. So, you know, Belden and I can't be five places. What has really excited us is that the partners in the community, and I want to say now, we want more partners. We want to reach your neighborhoods. We can only go so many places in a day. If you know, get together three and four friends, we'll bring a couple people and let's make a party out of it. We get to know our neighbors. It's been very unifying. People can commiserate together, you know, share their stories and feel like you're not alone. It's been very empowering and unifying to the community.
How many different groups do you guys actually have now that are soliciting and gathering signatures?
So many I can't even count, like, to be perfectly honest, so many I can't even count, because our last push, we wanted everyone to understand that if we have 3,600 Orleans Parish voters who went on nolatoya.org and downloaded the form and read the directions and followed it correctly and got 15 signatures between you and your family members, walked around your block, your coworkers, we could be done right now. We have until February 22nd. We are currently pacing at 5 months instead of the six. But honestly, we want to finish this by the end of the year. I said that before. We want to finish this by the end of the year and get this on the spring election cycle so we don't have to wait anymore. We want to make a better city for all of us now. And you see just with this recall that we've seen things moving in the city. And so we want to make sure that they continue to move. And we have a wonderful city where we can all go out. We're all safe. You know, I'm tired of being locked up in my house at 7 p.m. You know, after we finish the recall parties, I run home. You know, and that's like so many people. It can't stop and get gas. You got to do it in the morning. You know, just things like that. You know, people are getting shot just sitting in their car at a red light. It's time for change. We need leadership. We need people to unite us and lead, not divide and conquer.
Both Eileen and Belden, y'all had an opportunity to have a signing event at the Saints game. How did that go?
Oh, my goodness. It was amazing. We got a lot of signatures, honestly, more than we thought we were going to get, to be perfectly honest. And honestly, it really helped visually let people know that we're here. It helped with social media. So we do encourage everybody to follow us online. That's at NoLatoya Recall, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and share our information. You know, this isn't just about one person. This is about the people. All of us are feeling this. So please help us get the message out. We really appreciate you all for having us on.
I know I have received a number of text messages from folks that have signed a recall, sending pictures of themselves, signing the petition and holding a sign and you know, I had folks saying they just want to play a role in as the manager of the city and basically saying that the mayor's job is not acceptable. And I encourage people to send me more. I mean, it's encouraging to see that folks are paying attention and they seem to be laser focused on a number of issues now that they weren't before.
Yeah, you know, we've had, you know, the administration talk to their certain friends in media, let's put it that way. You know, Will Sutton said that we were going to peter out. I'm like, peter out where? You know, we're just growing, and so we're just excited about it. We have our first billboard. It's right by the Superdome. You know, when you get stuck in traffic, you know, look at it and say, you know, my $20 went to that, because we do have yard signs. We're very excited about that, and we just got T-shirts. So we're excited about that. And all of those proceeds go to keeping our message growing.
How have y'all been able to penetrate the business community much? I know at first there was not a lot of participation. What are y'all experiencing now?
Some we have talked to many of them. Go ahead, Belton.
Go ahead, I'll let you finish.
Oh, I'm saying we've talked to so many different factions of the business community, and they're all coming together. They're uniting as well. So we're really excited about it. If you do want to donate, you can also do that at nolatoya.org. We've got our P.O. box, so we're really excited about that, too. So you can mail in a check. But as well, if you have signatures.
What is the P.O. box?
Oh, I'm pulling it up for you right now. It is, let me give it to you. I'm sorry. It's right by our donate button. And we can also Venmo us as well. But our P.O. box is 750-788. That is P.O. box 750-788. The name is Nola Toya. And it's 70115 is the zip code. So that's Nola Toya, P.O. box 750-788-70115. You can mail in your signatures. You can mail in a check. We are really trying to take it to the next level. We want to do canvassing. We want to get our billboards, you know, throughout the city, and we just want to make our voices heard.
Belton, real quick, you had a comment you wanted to make about the business community.
Well, I think Arlene covered it, you know, and also we are taking volunteers and we are training them, and we just want everybody to come together and be unified, because we're saying if we can unify the city for this recall, we can unify the city to keep it going, where we can hold all public officials accountable, because enough is enough. We deserve better in the city of New Orleans. And like Arlene said, in the last 2 days, almost 7 people have died, been shot. People are getting carjacked. We even have had a raper on an NOPD, and they still let this man work on a job knowing he raped somebody. So this is a disgrace. Unacceptable what's going on in the city. And again, people are saying, me and Arlene hate the mayor. We don't hate the mayor. We want better. She has failed to put the city of New Orleans first, and she have neglected her duties.
Well, folks, best of luck to y'all. Thank y'all so much for joining us. We truly appreciate for the update, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.